Today at Kwadinam, December 19th, we had a wonderful two-day retreat. Yesterday and the day before, we made plans for the future. We had big discussions on how to conquer corporal punishment in an entire school system in a small country. That was a lively conversation. Today, beautiful Homa, we invoke Lord Hanuman for the foundation of the temple, and we expect to be signing the contract for creating a monolithic 3-foot, the largest cement pour on this island of Kauai that's ever happened. It's over 100 feet long and about 80 feet wide. That will be a wonderful day to experience. And of course, we'll be inviting you to come and watch the cement pour, over 100 cement trucks. This is a 6-day phase of serving Shiva, Siva Thundu, serving Shiva. When we serve God, we don't think about ourselves, we think about others. To have our mind on ourselves all the time is what we first do when we start on the path to self-realization. We are faced with ourself and what's wrong with us. And that's why we're having all these questions. Here's one now from Alaska. Swearing. We notice that many members of Sivasadana Church don't swear. What is the esoteric meaning behind not swearing? Well, answer. Answer is, people who swear reap the results of their affirmation. An affirmation impresses the subconscious mind. It's like a computer program. And they say, you put intelligence in the computer, you get intelligence out. You put garbage in the computer, you get garbage out. Subconscious mind also doesn't know the difference, doesn't care. It is a tool that we use. I think positively, I act positively, I am a positive person. We keep saying that to ourselves. A meek person could become very strong and aggressive because the subconscious mind begins to work and create that situation. Well, I've known several people who use the D word. I'll be D. Well, I looked into their future and lived with them through their future, and sure enough, they were. Nothing good happened to them. Success came, and the project fell through, which could have been very successful, because they affirmed that they couldn't do anything positive in life. They made that affirmation. Well, swearing out loud has an effect, but swearing mentally has even a stronger effect than swearing out loud. Well, since we're talking to Alaska, I want to say aloha to the Dandapani family and Monacum family in Anchorage. We'll be seeing you on a big, big ship in June with a lot of the devotees who listen every day today at Kwadinam. And from California, another question. Struggling with desire and temptation. Well, you sound like a very healthy person. And who doesn't struggle with desire and temptation? It's a good thing. But there need be no struggle. Simply analyze your desires and your temptations. Make a list, then replace the ones that you don't want with temptations of the ones that you do want. Replace the desires that you don't want with the desire that you do want. It's as simple as that. Because temptation, desire is a flowing force of pranic energy. It can be directed by your intelligence in any way that you want. If you're tempted to eat too much chocolate candy, well, and that is your desire, eat something that they say is much better for you, and make that your desire. And then you're tempted for that, and it's a good thing. You can reprogram your mind with an aggressive approach to your subconscious mind. When you're a passive person, desires, temptations, and emotions and feelings take over. Therefore, use a positive willpower, a positive approach to life, and positive affirmations going into your subconscious mind. You change yourself over a period of time. It's not easy, but you change yourself. And you have to begin to desire to live up to what you put into your subconscious mind. I will do what I will to do. I will be what I will to be. I will be successful. I will be happy through making others happy. Then do it. You have no choice because you've talked to yourself and convinced yourself that you have that power. And don't worry about the negative part of you. That'll go away. It'll just fade away. Well, thank you very much for very nice questions from California. Well, we are looking forward to a 6-day phase in our Vedic calendar. And we are going to be talking to you tomorrow, the next day, and the next, and the next, and the next. And we hope that you will send a lot of questions. We're doing really fine with questions. You know, in our religion, Saivite Hinduism, questions and answers is a way of teaching because the question comes. And the answer follows. That question that the person is asking is something that is on the mind of maybe 100 people. And he is their spokesman. This means that if you have a question and you ask it in the right mood and in the right way, you are open for the answer to go deep into the subconscious mind. So in summary, don't swear. Replace one temptation with another if you don't like what you're tempted by. And change the force of desire. Visualize you're holding a hose in your hand and you're watering your garden. You can direct that water, which is the force of desire, in any direction you want. You are the master of your mind, body, and emotions. You are the master of your mind, body, and emotions. Say with me right now, I am the master of my mind, body, and emotions. I am the master of my mind, body, and emotions. Now sit quietly for 5 minutes and try to figure out the I am part. Who is the I am? Who is the I am? Your real identity. The real you. Be happy all day. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Om Namah Shivaya.